Okay, brilliant. So can I just get your name and where you teach?
Yeah, it's Paul Kennedy, and I teach in Chatham in Greenacre Boys' School.
Brilliant. How are you going to be affected by the changes to pensions?
Well, I mean, projected deficit for me individually will be £80,000 to £90,000. So if I retire at 65 after 4 years teaching, I will lose, in effect, £80,000 to £90,000 of my pension. So, in fact, that's half of my pension. Now, you might have some teachers who might be teaching for 4 years on the basic teaching salary, or perhaps on average of 28 to 30,000 a year. Now, you might have the prospect of those teachers then contemplating working beyond 65, 66 simply to survive. I mean, the fact that it's not consumer linked and not retail linked means that, again, there's a bigger drop there as there was before. And a lot of teachers, perhaps you're teaching now 30 years, feel it's a bit unfair that the rug's being pulled beneath them. I mean, they entered an agreement with the government that when they retired, they could retire with dignity, and now they want to change that. And the money that they want to raise from the pension pot fill the deficit caused by the bankers. I mean, during the good times, teachers weren't paid bonuses, and in fact, teachers have had a pay cut in the last 4 years. Inflation at the minute running close to 5%, and yet we've had a pay freeze. So this would be, in fact, another pay cut on us. And if you want to try and encourage teachers into the profession, the government's not going the right way about it.
I mean, do you think this could lead to less people going into teaching?
Oh, certainly. I mean, if you are trying to get the best, as Michael Gove does, slicing the pension, freezing teachers' pay isn't the way to go about it. I mean, if you go back to 2000, somewhere in the region of 3,500 teachers shortage nationwide. Now, in the last 10 years, they've tried to plug that gap. That gap will re-emerge in the next 10 years if there's not a dramatic rethink of the government.
And what are you hoping to get out of today? And if it doesn't work, will you strike more in the future?
Well, I mean, the whole point of today is get public awareness that we aren't greedy people. We aren't paid an exorbitant salary. In fact, our salaries, compared to the private sector, which we're often compared to, is probably below par for the jobs that we do. We're not asking to be paid a huge amount. We just want a pension that enables us to retire with a bit of dignity. Now, obviously, if the government doesn't rethink its policy, it may end up that there's more strike action in the autumn, next spring, next summer. At the end of the day, we'll have to think long term. I mean, do you want to retire at 68 and then end up working part-time just to survive? Or do you want to retire at 64, 65 with a bit of dignity? That's the choices that public service workers have to face. And it's okay for MPs to state that we have to bring it in line with the private sector, but why should there be a race to the bottom? And the question needs to be asked, are MPs' pensions being reformed? I mean, if you have an MP who does 4 years term in Parliament, they can walk away with a lump sum of £65,000 and then a pension of £34,000 when they return 60. Public sector workers like us, teachers, civil servants, don't get that. So why should MPs? So let's talk about public sector pension reform. Okay, what about reforming the MPs' pensions? We haven't heard anything about that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
That did enough for you.
Yeah, no,